Good morning. This is Dave Blacklock, and I'm reading from 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 to 16. David becomes king of Israel and Judah. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said to him, "We are your own flesh and blood. In the past, even when Saul was still our king, you led the people of Israel into battle. And the Lord promised you that he would lead his people and be their ruler." So all the leaders of Israel came to King David at Hebron. He made a sacred alliance with them. They anointed him, and he became king of Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king, and he ruled for 40 years. He ruled in Hebron over Judah for 7.5 years, and in Jerusalem over all Israel and Judah for 33 years. The time came when King David and his men set out to attack Jerusalem. The Jebusites, who lived there, thought that David would not be able to conquer the city, and so they said to him, "You will never get in here. Even the blind and the crippled could keep you out." But David did capture their fortress of Zion, and it became known as David's city. That day, David said to his men, "Does anybody here hate the Jebusites as much as I do, enough to kill them? Then go up through the water tunnel and attack those poor blind cripples. That is why it is said the blind and the crippled cannot enter the Lord's house." After capturing the fortress, David lived in it and named it David's City. He built the city round it, starting at the place where the land was filled in on the east side of the hill. He grew stronger all the time, because the Lord God Almighty was with him. King Hiram of Tyre sent a trade mission to David. He provided him with cedar logs and with carpenters and stone masons to build a palace. And so David realized that the Lord had established him as king of Israel and was making his kingdom prosperous for the sake of his people. After moving from Hebron to Jerusalem, David took more concubines and wives and had more sons and daughters. The following children were born to him in Jerusalem: Shammuah, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eladiah, and Ephilet. Amen. Well, as we look at David's life, there's stages of the promise. Early in David's life, Samuel anointed him to be king while Saul was still on the throne. In verse 2 it says, "The Lord promised that you would lead your people and be their ruler again." And it said it again in verse 12. And so David ruled over Judah for 7 years and Israel for 33 years, making it 40 in all. But it came in stages. First he was a shepherd boy, then a harpist to soothe the king, a giant killer, gained respect of the people. But then he went into exile and finally became king of Judah and then king of Israel. And when we become Christians and set out on God's path, it's the same for us too. His purpose for us begins a process of learning, patience, trust, hardship, correction, and blessing. God prepares us for the fulfillment of his promise. It takes courage and strength that comes only from the Lord. And so rest in the promise that is given to you and to me. For that day will come And we shall see the fulfillment of that promise in God's timing. Let's pray. Father, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to keep focused on your promise so that we're sustained each day by the power of your Holy Spirit at work in us. Give us patience to go through the times of trial as well as blessings, so that we might fulfill every purpose that you have for us, day by day. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.